Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing? I hope you are doing well. I hope your weekend is going well, your Sunday is going well, and you are just in the holiday spirit and are enjoying all of the festivities that this holiday season has to offer. I am so sad because not this episode, but next episode is the very last episode of the season. I repeat, just of the season, not forever, just of the season. But it's still so bittersweet because this was season five. You guys have been with me for 5 seasons and it's so crazy. And I've enjoyed recording and everything for you guys, even though the season has not been what I wanted it to be, because, you know, of course I plan to be more consistent as all the other seasons, but this year has taken your girl through some hurdles and it's been a little rough. But I appreciate you guys so much for listening and being with me, and I can't believe we're going to be on the last episode next week. But I will save all the sappy stuff, all the yapping and everything on the actual episode. But for this episode, I was thinking about what tone I want to have for my podcast. And, you know, going on and moving forward for however many seasons are to come for this podcast, I was thinking about the tone because, you know, I don't like my voice. I've said it so many different times. I don't like to hear my voice when I am recording. I hate editing. Number one, because it takes too long. Number two, because I have to listen back to my voice and how I sound. And I know you shouldn't say that you hate something about yourself, so I'll just say I dislike. I'm not a particular fan of my voice. And if you like my voice, I appreciate you. But I myself am not a huge fan of my voice, which is why in the very beginning, when I first started this podcast and I started recording, I didn't really edit my episodes. I literally just recorded, prayed it all looked good or sounded good, and I let it out. You know, I put it out there because I did not want to listen to my voice. I could not hear the playback. But of course, as I've gotten more into it, and of course, I'm becoming more professional with my podcast, of course, I had to start editing because I couldn't just throw an episode out there blind and just have you guys listen to whatever came out. So, you know, I've gotten used to hearing it or hearing what it sounds like in recordings. However, that does not mean I'm a huge fan. But I thought about what tone I wanted for my podcast. And when I say that, I mean, like, you know, I don't want my voice to be so low, but I feel that if I try and talk more peppier, like, hi guys, happy Sunday, how are you doing? You know, it's not real, it's not realistic. It seems kind of fake a little bit, and that's not what I'm trying to bring or what I'm trying to give. But also, like, I feel like I'm talking in a low kind of tone because I'm trying to figure things out. So now I'm talking more, you know, calm, low, whatever, but I don't want it to sound too low and I don't want to sound boring. You know what I mean? I want to have some range in my voice. I want to be enjoyable or to continue to be enjoyable to listen to. I don't want to put anybody to sleep. However, if you fall asleep and you just let the episodes play and you help me get those play numbers up a little more, I won't blame you. But this isn't a ASMR podcast, you know, I enjoy that it's soothing, if it is soothing. However, I'm not trying to like make you knock out, fall asleep. I want you to actually be able to enjoy my episodes and everything. And so I was thinking about the tone, and it made me think about something else. And it's that tone is really important. Like, tone really matters. And if you're not careful with your tone, then things can get really crazy and there can be a lot of misunderstanding and there can be some actual big problems, seriously, just by the tone of your voice or a text or whatever the situation may be. Have you ever read a text and you read it and it seemed kind of off just a little bit? Because it's the tone. And I know it's like you're texting, you're not speaking, but there is a tone that you can read in a text message. And it's like, you have to ask that person, like, are you good? Or what did you mean by this? Simply by their tone. But what you also interpreted by that text, it could be like, there's an issue, but the other person's really just chill. It's just how you read or how it looks. Your tone is so important with things, especially, for example, maybe you want to be taken a little bit more seriously and you need to demand attention. It's important to command attention whenever you are in a leading role, or if you need to be taken seriously, you're in a leading role, you need people's attention and you need people to listen to you. Your tone truly matters. You can't just be like, hey guys, can you please listen to me? Hi. Has to be like, hey guys, I have something to say. You know what I mean? Like, your tone truly matters. It's all about how you say things. And I think that a lot of things get very mixed up because of tone. I think that situations also escalate because of tone, because you could be in a heated debate, discussion, argument, and the octave in someone's voice, the tone, someone's voice, it goes up. And maybe you recall yourself saying, or maybe someone saying to you, like, watch your tone, or what's that tone, you know? Or there's so many times where in situations, women's tones are like checked so unnecessarily, just because there may be a situation where it is absolutely necessary to be heated or feel emotional or whatever, and like, we're tone checked, which is awful and so unnecessary, especially when it's in a situation where it's necessary. Like, never check one's tone. But there are just so many situations where things could get heated and escalated, or maybe that you could have gotten attention better, you could have, you know, seen as the leader that you are if you would have, you know, changed your tone and made it more, you know, like, hey, you know. There's just so many different situations where tone is so important. And so it makes me bring it back to my podcast, where I'm thinking, like, what tone do I want to set? And I think that if people actually thought about their tone, if they took a moment, because sometimes it just happens, you know, like when you're talking or if you're heated debate or anything, depending on the situation, it just comes out. You don't think about what tone you have, or especially if you're upset, you don't think about that tone. So it's important to think about what tone you want to set for whatever situation it is. If it's like mine, like, what tone you want to set for your business or the content you put out, what tone, you know, you want to constantly set in your daily life with your family, your friends, or whatever situations. If you want to make sure that whenever you're in a heated debate that you never get to that level in your voice or whatever, I think it's important for everyone to always like think about what tone they want to set for their daily lives every single day in different situations. Because when you think ahead of these things, though we may never know what's going to happen, it can still kind of help, you know, whatever future situation may come. So I just want to say, think about what tone you want to set for your daily life, what tone you want to set for different situations. Even practice your tones, you know, practice taking authority. If you're taking lead in something, if you're a manager in something, if you run your own business, take that lead. Practice in the mirror, do what you have to do. Practice being more gentle in different situations when you get angry and upset, everything like that, because it can definitely help. And I'm going to continue working on what tone I want to set for my podcast for the next season and seasons to come. But that is all for today, guys. I can't believe again that the next episode will be the last. There will be no episode on Christmas because Christmas is on a Sunday. There will be no episode on Christmas or for a few months until probably around spring. I won't promise that, but probably around spring. And as much as I hate that, it's needed. I need to refresh myself, but we still have one more episode to go. So for now, you guys, again, I hope you have a happy Sunday. Hope you're having a great weekend. You're prepared for the week ahead. And I will talk to you all next time.
Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDpodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.